Merci beaucoup, Monsieur le Président. Tout d'abord, permettez-moi de réagir à votre intervention et vous remercier au nom de mes collègues de la division pour cette intervention. Effectivement, nous avons cherché à montrer cet après-midi, en plus de l'impact généré par nos activités durant 2023, comment nos activités actuelles renforcées ou sortaient renforcées de la synergie qui pouvait exister entre les trois piliers du travail de la CNUSED. Et également, ceci nous a permis de montrer, ou ceci nous permet de montrer, comment, de la même manière, nous répondons à des demandes également de l'Assemblée générale des Nations unies et donc à différents mandats. Vous avez en particulier mentionné une des initiatives, celle qui consiste effectivement à moderniser notre plateforme d'information en matière donc d'investissement, Investment Policy Hub, pour reprendre la terminologie anglaise. Et il est vrai que pour nous, il est extrêmement important de faire en sorte que l'accès à cette information soit la plus aisée possible et le plus facilement disponible pour l'ensemble de nos clients, si je peux me permettre de les appeler ainsi. Et nous avons des chiffres qui nous montrent effectivement de manière très précise quels sont les pays qui utilisent majoritairement cette plateforme et qui nous montrent l'intérêt d'avoir un contenu qui peut être spécifiquement lisible dans les langages locaux. Donc c'est très, très important. I would like to thank now the distinguished delegate of Iran, also on behalf of my colleagues, for his very kind words and also for the appreciation of our work. The distinguished delegate of Iran mentioned our World Investment Report. I didn't mention the report in my presentation today for a very obvious reason. As you have heard from my colleague, Mr. Baldwin, on the first day of the Commission, it will be informed by some of the discussions you had during this meeting, particularly as they related to digital government platforms, which were the core of the debates on Monday afternoon and Tuesday morning. Again, this is an illustration of how the three pillars of work can be synergized. I mean, as you have heard, I mean, these platforms, I mean, are present, I mean, in over 100 countries, I mean, 101 to be really precise. They have been field tested in a very thorough manner, thanks to the feedback that we have received in the field. We were able not only to improve the existing ones but also to find new applications to the platform and the softwares. We have now discussed the issues, sorry, during this commission, and now it's going to inform our main policy and analytical outfit, the World Investment Report, which, as you heard, will be launched here in Geneva on the 4th of July. So yes, we will remain vigilant. We will continue looking at the latest trends in terms of investment and policies. As you have heard also on Monday morning, and I also mentioned earlier on the monitors that have been produced by the division. And again, another opportunity to thank the delegations that are present here, because this is a response originally to a request from this commission to produce this topical information in order to facilitate and inform policy and decision making. Last but not least, the distinguished delegate of Iran mentioned our work on international investment agreement in support of the reform process and ISDS, and I would like to recall at this occasion the commitment made by the officer in charge of the division, Mr. Richard Baldwin, on Monday to possibly organize a session together with our colleagues. Thank you very much. Thank you again, I mean, for your kind words of appreciation. Thank you.